The U.S. House voted late yesterday to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law that forbids gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, it's seen as a big step toward rolling back the Clinton-era law.
The Democratic-led House plan is seen as a compromise and wouldn't change things immediately. The repeal would go forward 2 months after the Defense Department completes a report on what having openly gay servicemen and women would mean, and once military leaders determine that it would not be disruptive. That report is due December 1st. The House vote came as an amendment on a larger Pentagon bill and was mostly along party lines, 234 to 194, with only 5 Republicans in favor and 26 Democrats opposed. Alaska Republican Don Young voted no and says he disagrees with even taking the vote while the U.S. is engaged in combat.
This is a terrible thing to do to the military right now. To get this out in the open, people don't understand the effect upon a combat-ready unit. It will, I think, wreak havoc. And if you have a different bent, you're not promoted, you could use that as a reason why. May not be that, but that's what you would happen.
Young notes that the chiefs of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines have objected to Congress moving forward and say the Defense Department report should come out first.
I would suggest that you'd probably have to have different barracks, because I don't think it would be compatible. I know it wasn't when I was in the service. It didn't work.
Over on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, Republican Lisa Murkowski says, like the heads of the military branches, she wants to wait until the report is done. She says many of her constituents have weighed in, saying the law should not be repealed. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, support ultimately repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That resonates with Democratic Senator Mark Begich, who's backing a plan like the House one, crafted by Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman.
As Secretary Gates said, it's not if, it's when. And I think the Lieberman compromise is a good step to kind of set the message that we're ready to move forward. We'll wait for the military and the president to sign off. Once they sign off, then that law should go to the wayside.
On Thursday, Begich's Armed Services Committee made what's viewed as another landmark step toward throwing out Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The committee came down 16 to 12 in favor of Lieberman's bill, with one Republican, Maine's Susan Collins, Begich, and all other Democrats except Virginia's Jim Webb voting to lift it. Begich says he thinks it's a good compromise and lets the military lead the way.
Now that we have gone through 8 years of a war, fighting side by side with countries who do not have this discriminatory act, the net result is we have not diminished our readiness, and that is proof in the pudding. But I recognize the military wants to go through a process, and I'm respectful of that. But at the same time, I think the policy should move off to the side now and move on.
Begich stresses that nothing would change until the Pentagon report about the effects of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and once the Defense Secretary, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the President all certify that it won't hurt military readiness. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.